January 31. Genesis 32. Mark 3. Esther 8. Romans 3. Almost everything in Romans chapter 3, verses 21 through 26 is disputed. There is no space for justifying a particular exegesis, but in my view, these are some of the more important conclusions to be drawn. But now, verse 21. The expression is temporal, not merely logical. Paul has devoted chapter 1, verse 18 through chapter 3, verse 20 to demonstrating that all of the human race, Jews and Gentiles alike, those who have the Mosaic law and those who do not, are guilty before God. But now, at this point in redemptive history, something new has happened. A righteousness from God has been made known. The phrase, apart from the law, probably modifies has been made known. In other words, a righteousness from God has been made known apart from the law. The law does not here mean legalism, as if Paul were saying that now a righteousness has been made known apart from legalism. Paul's point rather is that now, with the death and resurrection of Jesus, a righteousness from God has been made known apart from the law covenant, the law of Moses. This doesn't mean that such righteousness was unanticipated. Far from it. The law and the prophets, Holy Scripture, had testified to it, had borne witness to it. In other words, the righteousness of God that has come to us through Jesus appeared independently from the law covenant. But nevertheless, the old law, indeed the entire Hebrew Bible, bore witness to it and anticipated it. This righteousness from God comes to all who believe, verses 22 through 24. It cannot come to those who are good, for Paul has just spent two chapters proving that all are bad. It comes, therefore, to those who believe, and it comes freely by the grace of God, through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Verse 24. This redemption was achieved by God setting forth Christ Jesus as a sacrifice of atonement. Verse 25. Or, more precisely, as a propitiation, the King James Version. God so brought about Jesus' death that in his crucifixion, Jesus died the just for the unjust. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, KJV. And thereby made God favorable or propitious to those who would otherwise face only his wrath. Thus, Christ's death is not only an expiation, it cancels our sin, but a propitiation. It thereby makes God propitious. Of course, since it is God himself who provides the sacrifice, there is a profound sense in which God propitiates himself. In other words, he graciously provides the sacrifice that pacifies his own wrath. Stated otherwise, God offers up Christ not only to justify ungodly sinners, such as ourselves, who have faith in Jesus, but also to maintain his own justice, to be just, in the face of all the sins ever committed. Verses 25 and 26.